The next item on the agenda is public comments. This is an opportunity for those in the audience that wish to speak on matters that are not on the specific agenda or a subject of public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to be heard in public comments? Yes, sir. Come forward, please. Good afternoon, sir. Can you state your name for the record, please?
I'm Jerry Hughes. I'm a recreational fisherman from Chesapeake.
Been a while. Good to see you, Mr. Hughes.
I'm here for one reason only. I'm here for the public hearings this afternoon, but my question, my request of the commission is when you hold these type of things, if you want public hearing from public people, hold these things in the evening when the people are available to come up here and make it known what their feelings are. Most of the people that I'm aware of work during the day, can't get here. The evenings would be much better for them. You probably had this room filled up if you had this public hearings in the evenings. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Yes, sir. Come forward. How are you? State your name, please.
Yes, sir. Russ Perkinson.
I'm Mr. Perkinson.
Good to be here, Mr. Commissioner and Associate Commissioners. Got an extremely brief message this afternoon because I know you're behind.
I bet it deals with the habitat matter.
Actually, well, in a way, yes. I'm speaking as a private citizen. I'm from Middlesex County and happen to be a retired from DCR where I worked on the pollution diet or Chesapeake Bay TMDL extensively, along with nutrient and sediment reduction activities. I was probably for two-thirds of my career focusing on that. It was very rewarding. And I coordinated in that role. I had the pleasure of coordinating a 40-member stakeholder advisory group over two administrations to work on trying to work out the load allocations for nutrients and sediment for the Chesapeake Bay TMDL. That involved a lot of stakeholders with different interests, watermen, environmental groups, agriculture, wastewater, urban development, home builders. Everybody's ox got gored. A lot of effort went into it.
Happens around here, too.
Weren't happy. Yeah, most were not too happy. It was very hard-earned reductions to come up with these goals and to try to see them through. I'm really glad, personal perspective, to see this aquatic vegetation, submerged vegetation, coming back. It's been a long time. I guess I'm showing my age, but it's been a long time since I've seen grass growing in some of the beds that I remember as a youth. So I'm really glad that's coming back. Again, it took a lot of effort on a lot of people and stakeholders, a lot of money, billions of dollars, a lot of political capital, and some of my colleagues, we didn't get any broken bones. We got some bruises out of it, trust me, but it's glad it's finally on the road to recovery. Glad to see there's a presentation coming up on it. So let's protect that resource and not lose what we've invested. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Perkinson. Appreciate that. Anybody else wish to be heard? Okay, thank you. Nice.